All right. The message for today is what the power of praise can do. What the power of praise can do. How many know sometimes, praise God, you just got to get your praise on? You know, how many times I've heard people say, I'm going to get my praise on. You know, you hear that more from ladies than you do guys. Amen. You hear the ladies say, we got to get my praise on. I usually hear my wife sometimes, honey, I'm just getting my praise on. Excuse me, okay? So, praise God, there's sometime when a woman have to get their praise on, and a man have to get their praise on too, because the Bible says everything that has mouth and breath ought to praise the Lord. Everything. Every mouth. You know, and Psalms 100 chapter 7, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. All ye land, make a joyful noise. And a joyful noise, praise God, is a happy noise. And joy comes from your heart. You know, my friends, when you make a joyful noise, there's something about praising God. There's something about having a praise. There's something that praise can do. How many know sometimes, praise God, you got to praise God out of oppression. You got to praise your way out of depression. You got to praise your way out of a pit, praise God. A bad week, glory to God. Sometimes, my friends, it's not about what you feel. It's just open your mouth and say, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Despite what's on the left, on the right, hallelujah to Jesus. Yeah. I bless your name today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Having church where every day is Sunday, glory to God. And the Sabbath has no end, as the old folks used to say. Every day is Sunday. And the Sabbath has no end. And my friends, when a heart has a heart of praise, something happens. Something happens. Praise God, you get a chance to see that. You know, it's not all about me. You see in the notes in the first one there. You see, it takes us off ourselves. Amen. Praising God take us off ourselves. But in your notes, look at this first. We have so much to praise God for. There's a great power in giving honor to Him. Many of us live that truth out every day of our lives. The Bible is filled with examples of praise when we see His great power released. Life-changing miracles, dramatic stories of the enemy being halted or defeated, hearts being changed and drawn closer to Him. When we make a decision to fix our eyes on Him and daily give Him praise, we suddenly realize that God has already begun to release the grip those struggles can have on us. And number one, praise gets our focus off ourselves and back on to God. Off of ourselves and back on to God. And so we need this constant reminder. Life is not about us. Amen. We may know that in our heads, but yet our hearts often think different. And the Bible says in Psalms 35:28, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all the day long. Notice what the scripture does not say. It does not say to think of your righteousness. But no, my friends, His righteousness all the day long. His righteousness all the day long. And my mouth will praise Him all the day long. You know, my friends, sometimes you get into an attitude of praise, and here's what praise will do. Praise will take you off yourself and what you're going through. Praise will take you off how bad life is for me. You know, praise God, how many know it's good to have it's easy for us to have a pity party. You know, we'll buy balloons that say, I'm sad. We'll buy another balloon that said, can you see me? We'll buy another balloon, oh, I just need a bad day. Or this one here, I need a hug. Amen. And praise God, there's nothing wrong with those things. Don't get my heart wrong, okay? But my friends, sometimes we don't have to need nobody but the heavenly host. Glory to God. The heavenly host sometime, my friends, can come down. And I tell you what, my friends, when you ask the heavenly host to come down, praise can make a difference. Praise can make a difference. Praising Him. You know, friends, you don't have to have something specific. You know, you can, and you don't have to, listen, and you don't have to have a special voice or have a special tone to praise the Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes, my friends, it's just saying, praise God for evermore because your mercies are new every day. Amen. Amen. Something simplified. Yeah. Praising God. Yeah. And we can take our mind off of ourselves and onto Him. Yeah. Onto Him. Because, your friends, He's more concerned about you than you are. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You know, sometimes we think about something in our hearts. But, you know, our hearts say one thing, but our heads say something else. How many know, praise God, you can't trust this peanut on your head? Amen. Or grapefruit. One brother said, how about an apple? Amen. I like that. But how about that? You can't trust your head, friends. It's your heart that has to say, Lord Jesus, I prostrate myself before you right now. I bless your name. I praise you. Despite what hurricane, despite what's coming in my life, despite what's coming in my life, I'm going to take my mind off of me and give it to you. Because you're the great I am. Praise will take ourselves, take it out, to focus also ourselves back to God. Number two, praise brings us to a place of humility. As we praise him as the creating king of the world, we admit, we recognize that we're not in control. But he is. He's above all. Psalms 95, 2 and 3. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with praise. Should be praise. For the Lord is great God and the great king above all gods. The great king above all God. He's majestic. He's glorious. He's mighty. He's all-sufficient Savior, glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. You know, when the Bible says that everything that has mouth and breath ought to praise the Lord, my friends, glory to God, we ought to open our mouth and praise him because we have a mouth, glory to God. Praise him because his mercy are new every day. Praise him because he's on his mercy seat and not on his judgment seat, praise God. And you know, some friends, when your heart is a heart of humility, and see, a lot of people think mix humility up with weakness. My friends, humility is not weakness. It's meekness. M-E-E-K-N-E-S-S. Not weakness, but meekness. The Bible said, "Bless all the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Praise God. And my friends, when you are meek in spirit, the Bible says, look toward the hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from thee who made heaven and earth. That's what the power of praise can do. It can change the course of your life. It can change the course of what's coming forward. It can thwart off the enemy's attack. Amen. And praise God, sometimes I think we just need to just decide, well, praise God, today I'm just going to praise the Lord anyway. I don't care what's going on. Amen. Just have an attitude of just stubborn praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the enemy take that. I mean, after all, he's after you. He's the one with the fiery darts. Amen. He's the one with the lie he's accusing. He's the accuser of the brother. And praise God, you put your hands together. Glory to God. Put your hands together. Slap your hand together. Say, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I overcome because I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony that Jesus is Lord. Yes. You're praising his name. That's what the power of praise can do, my friends. That's what it can do. And I'm telling you, my friends, try it. You'll like it. You'll love it. You'll fall in love with it because every day you get up and say, well, praise the Lord right now. Glory to God. Amen. And sometimes, friends, how many know you've got to do it? There's no other place to go. Amen. Dear Abby, all the rest of them, they can't help you. They need help themselves. Come on now. But sometimes, my friends, you just got to look up. If we ever come to the place and know how much he loves us, we will look up. We will bless his name. We will call upon his name. We will get our praise on. And praise God, my friends, when you get your praise on, and you know that can't no one intercept your praise. No one. No one can intercept your praise. And praise God, you use good discretion when you're praising God. Friends, you can't walk to your job tomorrow and say, boss, I tell you what, today I'm praising the Lord Jesus. I'm getting my praise on right now. Why don't you join me? No, you pray for your boss. But praise God, you know, friends, in a quiet place you can have church. Amen. I'm telling you right now, it's something about praising the Lord God. He'll get your feet a shaking. He'll get your head a rocking. He'll get your heart rejoicing. Glory to God. The belly, the Bible says, out of the heart says, so rivet living waters. And those living waters praise up. And I'm telling you, when they come up, it's like a volcano. And the praise come out of your mouth. Hallelujah to God. From your heart of hearts, praise has come out, friends. Praise has come out. And the act of humility. Because he said everything that has mouth and breath ought to praise the Lord. And praise God, you know, friends, it's not a multiple choice. We are commanded to do that. Commanded. God says praise ye at all times. At all times. At all times. Not at specific times, but all times. I think sometimes the body of Christ has it different. You know, they want to praise God when they get a good report. Come on now. How many know, praise God, you can praise him in the midst of a bad report? Amen. See, friends, listen. The Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to me must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If you come to him, praise God, with your praise, you are a candidate to be rewarded. Amen. A candidate to be rewarded. Let us shout, brother. Praise God. I need every witness I can. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. But how many know that when you set your praise, you set your heart at a place of humility to praise God, friends? Things happen. And you know something? There's so much peace coming to your heart. It's like peace of the river. All you hear is waves, sounds. My wife and I, one of our favorite places of Hawaii. And there's one place you go, praise God, you open the window, all you hear is waves. No sirens, no squirks, no police going down the street with this, handling somebody. But, you know, it's just peace. All you hear is waves. And, my friends, that's what praise give you. That's what the power of praise give you. The peace of God which passes all our intellect should keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Because praise is a difference. What the power of praise can do. Number three, praise God. Praise, fasten seatbelt for this one. Praise make the enemy flee. Praise make the enemy flee. Listen at this. It pushes back the darkness that surrounds and blocks the attacks and hissing lies over all us. How many know he's the father of lies? Evil will not stick around, and we are praising God who will fight our battle for us. It brings me to this story, my friends. This is a good one. In 2 Chronicles, the 2nd chapter, verse 20, you can read this later. It's a story of the city of Judah. The city of Judah received a very disturbing report that a vast army was coming to destroy them. King Jehoshaphat realized that there was no way he could defeat this army, so he knew the only thing he could do was turn to God. God answered the king's prayer. God told the king Jehoshaphat, the battle is not yours, but the battle is mine. It's God. God set up the plan. He said, now what I want you to do, I want you to bring the praise, the singers, up to the marching ground. I want the enemy, I want the praise dancers to march up front where the war is going to be, singing praises to God. But listen, the praise dancers, the choir, he brought them up. God told him, bring them up and let them march and sing praises to God. You can imagine how Jehoshaphat reacted. Really? The praise dancers, Lord? God said, yeah, bring them up. And there's no arrows flying, no rockets, no arrows, just praises to God. Jehoshaphat, though he didn't understand, but he represented and responded to the way in faith that he trusted God. He trusted the Lord. And after a while, you know what happened? The Bible says as the vast army approached Judah, Judah didn't even raise an arrow. Didn't have to fight. Because God consumed all the enemies. He consumed them all. He killed them all so much, he could put them in so much confusion that they turned on one another. Amen. The same thing that the enemy is trying for bad. Look what God did. Because he had the praise singers praise to his name. Praise his name. Can you see them marching with praises? Can you just see that? Just imagine this. Just imagine for one moment praise coming to the refuge, to the refugee of children of God because an army had planned to destroy him. And praise God, you know, all they did is got in their line and marched and said, we are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to fight. We have to blood in the blood stain. I missed one line. We have to hold it up until we fight. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Holding up the blood stain back. Praise God. That's why I'm not a singer. Amen. But, you know, after that, and Jehoshaphat said, Lord, thank you for your provision. Thank you. But you know something? He made the enemy flee. He made the enemy go against themselves. You said, well, Pastor Paul, that was way back there. You know what? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Friends, he has not changed. What he'll do then, he'll do today. If we just honor him in praise. If we lift up our voice and not be ashamed. The Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And part of the gospel is praising the Lord, my friend. Part of the gospel is lift up the praise to his name because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Number four, praise leave no room for, watch this, complaining and negativity. How many still love me now? Amen. Thank you, sister. Bless your heart. How many know the Bible said do all things without murmuring and complaining? Oh, but Pastor Paul, you still pray for me. I hadn't got there yet. I just still murmur every day. And I complain because that's just the way I am. You know, friends, sometimes praise can cut all that in half. Amen. You know what? You get to the place where you say, you know what? I used to whine and crying about everything. I know a guy at my job. He complained when it's good weather. Amen. How many know, even when the sun comes out, like a beautiful day, we got someone walking. Well, it's nice, but they'll find something to complain about. See, listen, friends. When you're praising God, when you really, really praise him, the power of praise can do, you know what the power of praise can do? The Holy Spirit says, give thanks. Don't complain. Amen. Give thanks. Don't complain. It'll tell you this. Give thanks. Don't complain. It'll say this real quietly and gently. I love you with an everlasting love. I love you with an everlasting love. Don't complain. Don't be negative. Amen. And see, sometimes praise and wish can keep us from complaining and negativity, friend. You know, sometimes you have to really be careful, friends, about being negative and complaining so much about some things. Praise God, most of us got good health and strength on our knees every day. Praise God, going before, doing our own things. There are people out there today, my friends, can't get out of bed. Amen. I think about a delicate holiday coming up, Mother's Day is coming up, one of the most delicate holidays, and where there are moms and daughters at distance because of complaining and negativity. Amen. Complaining and negativity. And not because it's Mother's Day coming up, friends, but how about somehow just praising your way out of that negativity? You know? And praise God. Listen, if you want to be free, just lift up your voice. If you want release, just lift up your voice. If you want release, praise God, lift up your voice. I promise you, my friend, he'll take you to another dimension, another place. Because he wants to. He desires to. Listen at this. God knows our hearts and he cares about all that concerns us. We are reminded that what he's already done for our lives. Therefore, by him, let us continue off the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips giving thanks. The fruit of our lips is not complaining. The fruit of our lips is not negativity. The fruit of our lips, my friends, is lifting his name up, praising God, using the gift and talent he has bought before you to bring glory to him, being a blessing to others, praise God, without complaining or murmuring or being negative. I mean, you know what? While there are a lot of things we can be concerned about, friends, I'm not making light of it. Some of us have some unbelievable, monumental things in our lives that are very real. I'm not making light of that by no means. Praise God, you're looking at a man who has it in his own life. It's not easy. Ask her. We have our own wagon to wheel. Amen. When the Bible says everybody has a cross, praise God. You know what, friends? It's not the cross around your shoulder. It's not this little cross sitting right here. It's mean the one you pick up every day. And you know what, my friends? You pick that cross up, you better have a praise in your mouth. Amen. You got to have a praise in your mouth, a song in your heart, praise God, to sing praises unto God. Because I tell you what, my friends, if you pick up that cross and don't bring the praise with you, the cross may not make it with you. Amen. And you're told to carry the cross, my friends. Just not pick it up. Oh, it's too heavy, Pastor Paul. Don't put it down. No. He's asked you to take up your cross daily. And friends, you have to take up your cross daily. And why not take it up with a song of praise? Amen. And friends, it's not hard to praise the Lord. It's easy to go to that job every day. Come on now. It's easy. It's easy to pray, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And praise God, next day you know you'll be dancing. Hallelujah. And you jumping up and giving a jig. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Driving your car 5-205. Yeah. Hallelujah. And praise God, you know some friends, Caleb, a cosign for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, sir. They're cosign for you. Life becomes a little bit easy, my friends. Because I tell you what, the weight and all the things that you carry begin to diminish and leave. Amen. It'd be a little bit easier. A little bit easier to bear. A little bit easier to carry. Number 5. Our spirits are refreshed and renewed in his presence. Refreshed and renewed in his presence. We are strengthened by his peace and refueled by his joy. Through a heart of praise, we realize that God doesn't just change our situations and work through our problems. He changes our hearts. Amen. He changes our heart. How many know, praise God, it's a heart condition? You know, years ago, when I first got saved over in the East Bay, you know, it was a program that came on every day, and I listened to it faithfully, called Heart to Heart. It's by Heart of the Bay Christian Church at the time, it was played East Bay Faith Center. And they had a message every day, heart to heart. And you realize by listening to that, how God was ministering to your heart and how you'd realize, you know that you know that you know, friends, that everything begins in the heart. Amen. Amen. It starts here and goes up here. Amen. And see, sometimes when it starts in the right place, it's going to regulate in the right place. And then, praise God, it's going to come out of your mouth. See, the Bible says, as you think it, so are you. And my friends, what you feel in it, listen, what you put on the inside joyfully unto him, that's what's going to come out. Yes. Amen. Yes. It's going to come out. Amen. I'm telling you right now, my friends, if you put the word of God, the praise of God, the song of God that will give you, praise God, a stomp in your feet, a jump in your step, praise God, head to side, wag to wag, we get your praise on, glory to God. Do it. Yes. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do it, glory to God. I mean, you have more time than you got money. See, that went over some of your head. Best I could. Amen. But you do have more time to praise God. I mean, how, you know, if you don't make time, friends, I'm going to tell you right now, the vows that you have, you could forget it. The angels of the Lord encamp around you. And see, when you send your praises up, they just have a party with you, friends. They come and they camp. They fought off the enemy's attacks. They give you more peace that passes your intellect. And praise God, they let you rest at night. Praise God. And don't worry about those things you have no control over. Amen. That's another message. Lord, why can't I change? Amen. Now, listen. When we're talking about the power of praise, friends, you have to believe it, what you do, and when you praise God, that he's going to do something for you. You say, oh, but Pastor Paul, is this just like Wheel of Fortune, or is it three, what's my line, or is it three-card Molly? No, friends, take it from me. It's not a game. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, friends, in these days and times, we had better know something to do other than just say, oh, well, we'll just see what happens. No! That's not enough, friends. The praises of God, my friends, bring release. It brings joy. Joy, unspeakable glory, praise God. And when we have joy, unspeakable glory, my friends, something happens. Things happen. God brings relief. God's bring release. And praise God, guess what else he'll do? He'll get you to the place where you need to be. In the body of Christ, serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, sir. Get you at a place where you need to be by praising him. That's what the power of praise would do. In Psalm 6, 3rd chapter, verse 3 and 4, because your love and kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Lift up my hands in your name. lift up our hands in your name. And praise God, you know, friends, there's always a name that you lift up your hands to. But praise God, how many know the name of Jesus is the only name? The name of Jesus is above every name. Every name that is a name must bow his knee to Jesus. And my friends, if we use the power of praise, you can see some of those things that come against you, that try to hinder you, hold you back, praise God. The power of praise will break the hold, will break the grip. And praise God, free you up to forgive and love. Amen. Free you up to forgive and love. I mean, you know, the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. And my friends, you know, praising God will bring you to a place where you can forgive and walk in love. Amen. And not wear your feelings on your sleeve. Amen. Yeah. Now, let me say this in closing. It's a choice, friends. It truly is a choice. The Bible says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is the house right here. Amen. Praise God. And you know what? This house don't have to be spick and span, but I tell you what, it ought to be ready. Yes. Ready with praise. Ready, praise God. All time and always, always praising him. That's what the Bible tells us to do. And my friends, if our daddy has told us he knows best, praise God, why can't we lift up our voice and praise him? Because he's worthy to be praised. The power of what praise can do. It can set you free. It can set you on a compass and a direction for another thing. And those things, and listen, if I told you praising God could give you your breakthrough right now, some of you could be sitting waiting on a breakthrough, and you just wonder, did the Lord answer my prayer? My friend, maybe you can praise your way to that prayer request. Amen. I mean, sometimes pray, you know, listen, and let me say this. Don't be so cool where you can't praise the Lord. Come on now. You know, I've seen a lot in my time. And once we was having a hallelujah good time at, I forgot where we were, over in East Bay. And you had this guy who's a minister. And everybody's just sitting there, you know, guys waving their hand and crying and snooping and this and that. And this guy was sitting there. It's like, yeah, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Yeah. I thought to myself, here's the Lord with a powerful movement in this auditorium of men, about 200 men. And this guy was so cool. I mean, he was just too cool. I call him too smooth a move. Amen. I mean, you know, but while everybody was basking in God's glory, I mean, he was just so smooth and cool. And then at the end of the service, I saw a pastor approach him. He asked him, he said, brother, something wrong? No. He said, well, all of us are enjoying the Lord, and you seem to be in your own world. Can I pray for you? I don't know. Wow. But my point is this, friends. Let's be transparent, full of humility. You know, God loves us so much. All he wants us to do is become his children, just like we did to our parents when we were babies, when we were little. Went to mom and dad for this and that. He wants us to be the same way. More now than ever before, because he loves us so much with an everlasting love. And the power of praise, my friend, can offset the enemy's attack, can change the course of your direction. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And I promise you, if you put a praise in your heart, let it come out of your mouth. Things will change because God will honor your praise. Because there's power in praise. Father, we just thank you for your word. We bless you and praise you. That your word is forever settled in heaven. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. We praise you and thank you, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we help those. Help all of us, Father God, get our praise on at the right time. I ask you in Jesus' name that we would treat every day like it's Sunday. And the Sabbath will have no end. In Jesus' name.